and Governor Jim Doyle cut a deal with the Spanish company Talgo to build rail cars for Wisconsin, Talgo promised to open a manufacturing site here. A City of Milwaukee property formerly owned by Tower Automotive won out over a site owned by Milwaukee railcar manufacturer Supersteel, as well as sites in other Wisconsin cities. The City of Milwaukee and state financial help for the Tower site upsets Supersteel owner Fred Luber.
At 84 years old, I never thought I'd live long enough to have the city take business from us. And as a result, obviously we're not happy with the city or government for doing what they did.
Luber is a donor to Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Walker. Walker charges that Milwaukee mayor and Democratic rival Tom Barrett, as well as Governor Doyle, are, quote, stabbing Wisconsin companies in the back. That's not how City of Milwaukee consultant Jeff Fleming sees it.
The City of Milwaukee was approached after it was told that Talgo had looked at Supersteel's offer and found that it had not met the criteria that it wanted. The city's priority was to keep the jobs here. So the city developed a package that included a former Tower Automotive building, and that building is being prepared for an industrial use and will be offered to Talgo at market rates.
Supersteel is still trying to be a Talgo subcontractor, so Fred Luber could still win some jobs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.